during a break, we're having the attorney, Mr. Pollard, make the corrections that were talked about on the board, on the committee. We'll have those in both hard copy, and we'll put them on the website. We'll make it available to Mike, so he can put it in the paper if he chooses. And we'll have some hard copies up at the lake office for people who don't have computers. And I guess we could airdrop some in for those that we don't, that we're not trying to be good stewards.
Well, that way we should reach, having given to the paper, given to make sure that Monty gets a copy, having it at the office and on email, that should cover it.
As soon as it's available, we'll get it to all those who want.
Okay. I appreciate it. It's been brought to my attention that there's a gentleman that wishes to address the board, and so I'd like to step back into public comment and allow this gentleman time to address the board. His name is Jeff Henryon. He's with the Staubach Company. Thank you. So, got to turn that back off after the break.
I wanted to apologize in the manner that I addressed the Brazos River Authority Board on May 8, 2006. So my comments were inappropriate and unfair as they related to the Staubach Company and members of the Staubach Company. The Staubach Company is one of the finest real estate companies in America, and I deeply regret that I've caused any harm to their reputation. The Staubach Company prides itself on the culture of trust and integrity. Karen Wilson and her team reflect the very best. As a homeowner at the lake, I disagree with their assumptions and findings, and I can assure you that their goal is only to do what's best interest in the Brazos River Authority. I regret to have created any doubt as to the Staubach Company's or the specific Staubach Company's employees' qualifications or motives. It's a very emotional issue, and I approached it in an unprofessional manner. I wish you'd please accept my apologies for this action.
Mr. Henryon, before you leave, I have a question. As a real estate individual, the one that deals with, do you do tenant representation or landlord representation?
Tenant representation.
Then, with your experience, have you looked at the phase three? Have you made any recommendations? Have you brought anything to the table for us? Can you provide anything to this board that will help us as we go forward?
I feel I could.
Well, are you? What are you waiting on?
You know, I had some meetings, and I made some comments prior on valuations, approaches. You know, there's lots of things.
Well, I'm sure now that this lease is available that you'll be able to add something to the leases.
There's comments to the lease, too, yes.
Okay.
Good. I think there's things, you know, that need to be fair on both sides, and I'd love to see, you know, equal representation to be able to negotiate a fair document that everybody's happy with.
Well, we appreciate your time here today, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, now let's move into the next item. Report and possible discussion on next steps for Possum Kingdom Road Property Management. Phil Ford.
Mr. Chairman, whenever we, at the last meeting, we passed the resolution that we were going forward. We have always attempted, from a staff perspective, is to give the board all the options, give them the good news, the bad news, and it's up to you to make that determination, and we implement what we hopefully truthfully tell you. In some cases, we on the staff don't have the expertise, like in real estate management or tax law or some of the types of law. We might have the expertise, but we may not have the public trust that we have the expertise. So we're very careful, and we, just like this laborious farm that we went through now, where you had to be hydrated to be able to make it through the next hour because of the mundane, if you will, but yet it's not mundane, of the lease form. You need to be informed as to what's in that lease, and you need to be able to talk about at a certain level if somebody asks. So what I told you I was going to do is go out and say, okay, here's the resolution that you folks passed. This is kind of a wind check. This is a vector. This is saying how are we doing on our heading, on our glide slope, and how are we flying this airplane. In the past, as you know, we just completed phases one through four, I guess, with the Sawback Company. The people that was on Karen's team were intimately involved with the real estate development, all facets of it, the value of the land, land usage, the environment, and those things. And so it was imperative that I thought that we had somebody that could help us continue into getting into the next phase about where we go. And so in that, I have hired one of the people on that team not to be is a consultant. He's a private consultant. And he was a private consultant when he worked for Staubach on that particular contract. But he didn't work. He's not a Staubach employee. He just worked for Staubach. And he was very integral to the study, and he led most of it. He understood the benchmarking that we went through. He understands the economic value. He understands the interplay with the lessees. He understands the interplay with the state agencies, whether it be the Parks and Wildlife or the whomever. He has exceptional knowledge of the Possum Kingdom issues. He knows the sensitivities. And it eliminates us and me having to go out and hire somebody and reinvent the wheel and pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to come learn what this individual already knows. So that went into my decision matrix because his knowledge, in my view, will give us more bang for the buck. So it was, in one case, it was a money decision. In another case, it's hopefully all my decisions are what's best for the BRA. So I have retained, using some monies that was in the personnel budget that wasn't expended. We have a contract with Roscoe Van Zandt. We have a 10-year renewal. We have a 30-day moving kind of a contract that says if he can terminate, gives 30 days notice, I can terminate him in 30 days. Whatever the case may be, we try to keep it as fluid and as cheap as possible. So with that, let me give you Roscoe to outline his presentation as to how we should go forward. We met in Fort Worth 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, to kind of give us the scoping before we need to go forward and some rough order numbers and to get your vector, is this what you want us to do? And the answer is that we want you to do 1, 4, 7, and 8, but we don't want you to do number 2. We got it. We can count. So this is what this is for. Roscoe.
Hello. Thank you, committee, for allowing me to speak to you again. Mr. Ford, as he said, approached me and said, what do we do to move forward? How do we move forward? And would you be interested in helping us? And we talked about ways to make that happen, and I said, of course. I've been intimately involved in about the last year and a half with this process, the landowners around, and some of the lessees as well. So we worked out a way that I can help get this to, which is, in effect, I guess, phase 4 of what we said at Staubach would be the next level, and that's to push the vision and some of the suggestions we had and actually start getting them to the point where they can be implemented by the board. The most important thing, and most of this you've seen before, but I just wanted to reiterate some important points. So you've seen the vision in the report, and we need to take that vision, create a master plan. Concurrent with that, there's two things. The PK master plan, of course, of preparation, and the advisory of some issues that are going on right now at the lake. I do not think it's wise to wait until you actually have a full-blown, solid master plan and continue to put some issues off that, frankly, will not affect the master plan, won't be affected by it, but that people have been waiting for many years in cases. And the board can do that right now by utilizing some sunk investment, not only with the Sawback Company and sub-consultants, but with the TVA study and the Deloitte study and so forth. The next plan, next slide. What I told Phil that what I could help him do is to kind of coordinate all of the money that you guys have spent to date on the on Sawback, the voting capacity study, all of the time and efforts that's been into the management plans and multiple hour staff, and you guys have reiterated these issues, staff recommendations in the TVA, help kind of drive the effort to pull that together, boil it down into a set of guidelines and principles and for this master plan. And in addition, you've heard me speak before, you've got to take that, put some numbers to it, put some economics to that so that the board can say, now that we've done that, gee, 10 years down the road, we can expect to have, you know, X number of acres developed, X number of acres not developed. We're going to spend X number of dollars at this time frame, and here's the revenue that we could possibly receive. It's the only way that you can actually make your decisions day to day to move forward. And so I'm going to lead that charge in the next 3 to 4 months, I think, to try to get that developed and what we call a full cycle plan. Next slide, please. Some of the action items. Number one, I'm going to work with staff to try to get an implementation schedule for all the new leases once the new lease form is approved. And that is, how are we going to get the new lease rates out? How are the logistics that are going to go into that? I'm going to work with them on that. We're going to also look at each and categorize each and every commercial lease, look at the right methodologies, put an implementation schedule, and work with those lessees to move that as well, to forward as well. I'm going to start discussions for some of the enhancements that you've seen in the recommendations, not only for the airport, but also with TPW, and they've addressed an interest in kind of master planning the park out in Cattaway as well. To the extent that the parks and rec, or maybe some issues with the barge yard, not to nail down the barge yard, but some other areas may require some RFPs, as we've talked about the competitive bid process. I'm going to work with staff and coordinate, kind of pulling together what's needed to put out to the market so that they can bring us back a solid and viable recommendation. And then, as we mentioned, some of the things that are on the table right now, we're actually meeting tomorrow with one of the developers, and that's to talk about some of the issues with Harbor Area 1, 2, 3, and 4, Scenic Cove, Scenic Point Northview, which you're very familiar with, the Ritchie Ranch proposal, Syntex Destination Properties proposal, and, as I mentioned, the Cattaway Parks and Wildlife. Please. The whole second point was the master plan, try to get to the point where we can get a nice master plan. What I think that the board, the next step that needs to happen is there needs to be a definitive scope of work that's put out to the marketplace. Keeping in mind that you've invested a tremendous amount of money indirectly through the Sawback study and some other areas with engineers and land planners, these are the basic five elements you're looking for in a master plan right here. Land use, of course, water and wastewater, traffic, circulation around the lake with the transportation, recreation and open space is a huge part of it, and then perhaps number one, water quality and watershed control. And each one of these elements, and I've got a slide for each one of these, has certain action items that go along with it, and there's certain deliverables that will come out of that to now enable the board to make decisions. A majority of this, data collection, data consolidation, a lot of the GIS data that's been massaged and tinkered around with to get it to presentable map format. A lot of that is sunk cost that's already been done. So if you go out to RFP, some firms will have to start from scratch again with that. some firms that I'm intimate with have already got this, so we would expect to get cost savings there. Next slide, please. I will just run down these. You've seen some of this before. When we're talking land use, we're talking land use categories, inventory, and so forth, and, of course, putting that in GIS format where it's presentable. What we expect to get back from our land planners and engineers is, in all intents and purposes, what we call a zoning exhibit that would give you a broad bubble diagram of what you would and would not accept. And the policies and procedures, what type of water quality you expect a developer to come back and present to you, gallons of flow, and things like this. You can just read through those. The next slide. Water and wastewater, kind of the same things. Inventory, what's there, how it's impacted by adjacent land uses and adjacent proposals. And what we would expect to get back as well is typical exhibits, policies, procedures, and guidelines with respect to the use of those lands, its impact on water quality, and perhaps more important is how are you going to phase implementation of any new wastewater treatment plants or any districts that would need to be in place and so forth to make that happen. Next slide. Attracting transportation for disasters. To look at or specifically ways, big issue is the roads. How can we turn these roads over? It's something that needs to be engineered and planned for. By inventorying the roads, we can expect to get back an implementation schedule and also the capital requirements and funding mechanisms that will enable that to happen.
Are you talking about existing roads now?
Yes. Well, both, existing and future.
Okay.
As you look at future use, you want to, of course, make preparations for what roads are going to be developed and how those are going to be developed.
Okay, but you're looking at also putting together a plan to address the existing road issues and expenses that we're dealing with now.
Absolutely. And if you remember right, staff had taken a stab at looking at some of the costs to bring a certain number of those roads up to date. I think that needs to be taken to the next level and engineered and get a real solid cost.
Now, I sent a letter last week or 2 weeks ago to the county saying that here's where we're headed. Can you help us? What are your views? We haven't heard anything
yet. Yes, okay. I was hoping that we would be partnering with the county because we could do all this and they could just blow it away. So right. Gotta have the county in there.
So what we said was we're going to do all this and we want you to be on our side rather than
absolutely.
And starting those discussions now is the right thing to do, also relative to
I wasn't clear when I read that, so I was good at you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, one of the discussions we'll have tomorrow out at the lake is maybe relative to upgrading an existing water treatment plant and possibly putting a district together to help pay for some of the improvements that would be on.
Bill, did you send that letter to the three counties involved or just Palo Pinto? Or?
I think it was.
Okay. We might want to just go ahead and do the other so they'll have it on file. And when you get a response back from Palo Pinto, I'd be interested to hear that response.
Next slide. Recreation open space, basically the same type of thing. And most of this has already been inventoried, but I think what's important is to really look at, because majority of the feedback that I've gotten, even indirectly through the market, has been, the BLA is going to go out and develop all the land. Well, that's not necessarily true at all. Texas Parks and Wildlife is very interested in working with the Brazos River Authority and how to best utilize their park, potentially upgrade it. There's ways that money can be brought to the table to help upgrade the parks and also maybe bring some of the, re-engineer some of that land, replant some of that land. And they are currently working land swaps. And doing some master planning development right now. So they're very open to talking with us. The needs assessment, you've already Shrinkles and Rollins report, went a long way in doing that. TBG has looked at that as well, and then taking that to the next level, solidifying it, looking at how some of the RFPs that would go out are going to be impact land use. And finally, water quality. I think water quality is a major concern. So everything that's done, that is the backbone of all the decisions that need to be made. Looking at the again, just inventorying what's out there, putting some guidelines and some controls in place that would impact all movement forward on all those assets. And then what we would expect to get return around the lake is discussions of gallon flows on and off the land, watershed management plans, and so forth. And
so are we going to change our policies to include best management plans as strategies that we would then go to the leasees and the other folks that are planned and develop? I mean, because best management plans are great, but how do you implement them? How do you get them in that people will follow them?
Well, I think what we're keen on here is understanding what type of controls that the BRA will establish to enable people, like the Santex Destination Properties, how are they going to handle their wastewater treatment watershed? Because a lot of that land water flows back into the lake, mm-hmm. and so how they handle their septic and sewer and water quality would be key. And so, what we do is as staff in the BRA would say, what type of watershed, what type of flow rates and things will we put in place? And then say, okay, Syntex Destination or Developer X, you want to work on your land, here's what we're going to require. Now let's elevate that discussion and find out how to make that happen.
So we will change those policies then to implement these new recommendations. So shouldn't that be a part of your deliverables, the changes that we can expect?
Absolutely. In conjunction with everything that's already in place right now, absolutely.
I just wanted to be sure it doesn't say it.
That's a summary of what we've talked about as the next steps to move forward.
Can you give me some kind of a timeline in regards to the commercial lease? You know, we've addressed the uncertainty that goes with the residential lease rates and obviously the lease itself. But there's still a lot of people at Possum Kingdom that have commercial interests that are very concerned about what the future holds for them, and I'd like to address those concerns as soon as possible.
Yeah, Wade, I think the first thing that I have to do starting tomorrow is start looking at each one of the commercial leases and putting on a timeline when each one of those expires, which one could potentially have an impact or be affected by any type of future use of that land. So I think it's putting a prioritization of each of those in place and then just looking at them one by one and looking at the lease rate methodology. And is the lease rate fair? Is the use fair? Is it compatible?
Would it be fair to ask of you in our next committee meeting to have a presentation in regards to some of your preliminary recommendations for the commercial lease structures?
Of course. Yes.
And perhaps discussion of lease rates?
Of course. I've begun preparing kind of a task list and a schedule to try to knock a lot of these issues out. And what I would like to do is come back to the board and say, here's the timeline for all of this stuff.
Bill, are you okay with that? Is everybody else?
Who are you reporting to on this thing? Who's
you?
Direct? No.
Everybody else okay with the commercial where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.